Today's Masechta Makos Tavov, and we will begin on Daf Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah. The pasuk says, "Al pishnayim edim, oy shloisha edim yumas hameis." The Torah says, "Two or three edim." And the question is, "Imis kayemis edus pishnayim?" If two edim are adequate to make an edus, lama parat hakosif? Why did the Torah speak about three edim? Says the Gemara. What the Torah is trying to accomplish is saying two and three are should be understood the same. If you have three Edom testifying against two Edom, the Hazom is a valid Hazoma. Even if three Edom are testifying in one direction, and two Edom are the ones that are saying Imanu Hayisim, the halacha is that that is what the Torah teaches us with the din of Hazama, that they have that namonis. Uminayin, how do we know afilu meya, that two have the ability to be masm even 100 edim? Tamloimer, the Torah says edim, that even if you have many edim testifying in one direction, two edim can be masm them. The Pasha Pshat, says the Ramban in the Pasuk, is that three Dayonim, that's what the Ramban says, that three Dayonim should be able to accept the testimony of two Edom. And the Ramban says that that's what Rabbeinu Sadia Goin says is Pshat, and Ramban himself disagrees with that Pshat, because the Ramban says that the Pasuk is clearly speaking about, Edom, and not Dayonim. And moreover, he says the Pasuk is speaking about Dina Nefashis. And as we have extensively learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, that for that type of Din Torah, you have to have a Bezdin of 23 Dayonim. So the Taisus asks, once we learned that two can be Mazim three, so the two are even four. So we can learn that two are mazim three, and the extra word edim will say that two can be mazim four. But the Gemara, the Mishnah just said that the power of hazama is much stronger. And the Mishnah just said that the power of hazama actually means that two can be mazim even 100. So Taisus asks, how can we take that pasuk to such a serious degree? Says Taisus, that once we're going to say that two could be mazim four, that means one pair of Edom can be mazim two pairs of Edom. So once we've established that one pair can be mazim two pairs, there's no reason to differentiate between two pairs versus 100 pairs. And the way Taisus is to be understood, that as the Torah is teaching us, you don't have to have an even number to do Hazama. Once we've established that you don't have to have an even number to do Hazama, there's no reason to differentiate. And even if you'll say that the Pasuk only means another pair, we've accomplished the same amount. Continues the Mishnah of Shimon Omer, Mashnaim Enan Rogim Acheishneim Zomim, that the halacha is, in order for Edom to be considered Edom Zomimim, the halacha requires that they should both be Muslim. And if we're not Mazim, both Edom, they will not be considered Edom Zomimim. Acheishneim Zomimim, says Rav Shimon, that the Torah is teaching us that the same is by three. Even though you don't have to have three Edom, but the halacha teaches us, if three Edom did say testimony, the Torah teaches us that those two Edom are only considered Edom, Einan Narogim, they're not killed, only if all three become Edom Zomimim. And if not all three become Edom Zomimim, then they're not considered, then they're not going to be Muslim. Umanayim continues the permission to teach us a filo meya, that even if you have 100 Edom coming to say testimony together, that all of them have to become Muslim in order for it to be considered a situation of Edom Zomimim. Tamalaima, the Torah Kedosha uses the word Edom, and where the Torah uses the word Edom, what the Torah is trying to teach us is that even as many Edom as we have, they all have to become Muzen to be considered Edom Zomimim. And if we don't have that situation, then the halacha is the not Edom Zomimim. Rav Kivaim, and the way the Miri explains, Rav Shimon just taught us a new halacha, but explains the Miri that even though Rav Shimon is teaching us a new halacha, it's not that Rav Shimon, that the Tanakhama in any way necessarily disagrees with Rav Shimon. Kivaim Lebash Lishi Lahakal, the Torah is not mentioning the third aid to create a kula, like we just learned, that they don't become Edom Zomimim until all of them are Edom Zomimim. Ela Lahachmalav. The purpose is to be Machmer. Lasis as Dina Kiyotz Be'elav. That just like the first two Edom, even though the Edus would have been fine just with them alone, but once the third joins them, he is a full-fledged partner, and we don't say, well, we didn't need you. Shem Anish HaKosel, so too, the halacha is, that once he's part of that group, even though he's technically superfluous, the same halacha will apply. And here too, Rishonim explain that Rav Akiva is not coming to disagree with anything that the Tanakhama has said. He's just coming to say that this halacha is that the third aid cannot say, well, I was superfluous. Says the Mishnah. Shem Kain, Anash HaKosel Nitla Avera. We see over here that the Torah is so strict that if somebody joins the group of Avera Avera, he is treated like an Avera Avera, even though he was extra, as we've just been explaining. Alachas Kam V'Kama, all the more so, she is schalim schalim nitvelaitz a mitzvah. Somebody who joins in those that do a mitzvah will be rewarded like the kaisa mitzvah, like the people do the mitzvah. And the basis for what the Mishnah is saying now is because the Torah Kedosha, we have a rule everywhere that midah tova, the good is merubah midah pranius, is more powerful than bad. And how do we know that? Because by midah tova, the pasuk says v'aisa chesed lalofim, for thousands of doiris. When will HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay back for somebody who did something good? When somebody does something bad, the Torah says, Al Shleishim Val Ribeim, that only lasts for, that punishment's only for three or four generations. And if that's the case, we see how much Midah Tova is more powerful than Midah Ra. So here we learned the halacha of Schar HaNitfel Loisei Mitzvah. And this is a concept that's used in different areas of halacha. One of the questions that the Paiskim discuss is what's going to be the halacha if you have a Sima Shas or a Sima Masechta, but not that every person learned the whole Masechta, but different people learned different parts of the Masechta or learned different Masechtas. And from here we see that if a group gets together to do something positive, the halacha is that is considered a powerful thing. And therefore, the halacha will be that this person, that's considered a very much, I saw in the Shas Tshuvas Kinyan Torah by halacha, it's considered a very powerful mitzvah. And the same I saw that the Paiskim discuss, that the minig is that we, if one family does not give sandakos, the opportunity to be the tzaddik at a bris to more than one individual. But there are certain communities that they want to give it to a rav or to a certain individual more than once. And the other family members are sort of upset that they're excluded. And I saw that the Paiskim suggest that it's not something to be upset about, because if somebody will participate in the mitzvah, even though he's not the tzaddik, but he's a nitfal oisei mitzvah. The Cheshukei Chemed has an interesting discussion. There are two competing halakhic concepts. On one hand, there's a concept in halacha of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, that's a very important mitzvah, or somebody who's a nitfal oisei mitzvah. Somebody who's going to be in a place where he can make a minyan. So what's important? he should be a nitfalois mitzvah, he should be a group, part of a group that's doing a mitzvah, or should he rather be do rav adras melech? He says that the person who makes a minyan is the one that is a nitfalois mitzvah. He's the one that makes a mitzvah happen. And that's all more powerful than the Barov Am Hagas Melech. Mashnayim, continues the Mishnah, that the fact that the Mishnah has been teaching us that the Torah connects the halacha of 2 and 3. Well, Mashnayim, Im Nitzah Echem Mem Karav Apostle, if one of them is declared disqualified, Edusa Betela, the entire Edus is falls away. Af Shloisha, so too is the halacha by 3 Edim. Nitzah Echem Mem Karav Apostle, if one of them is disqualified, the entire Edus is the disqualified. Umnayim, says the Mishnah, if you have 100 people testifying and one is disqualified, how do we know that it disqualifies the entire group? Tamalayma says the Mishnah, the word Edim. The word Edim comes to the word Edim comes to disqualify the entire group. But it's very interesting to point out that even though we're learning that when somebody is disqualified amongst the group, he disqualifies the entire group, there's an exception to the rule. And that is that, let's say we have a group coming and saying that a woman's husband is dead, that she should no longer be in a guna. And one of them, one of these Edom that is saying this testimony, turns out to be a karav apostle, an individual that disqualifies. There, the Beis Meir says, it will not affect the rest of the group. And the explanation why it will not affect the rest of the group is because the halacha is that when we speak about edus for a woman, even one aid is considered a qualified aid. And since the halacha is that even one aid is considered a qualified aid, it doesn't make a difference if the entire group is, it doesn't make a difference if the entire group is disqualified. The people who are good Edom remain good Edom. But that's not the halacha. That's not the halacha in other places that as well. So the Pais can try to understand why indeed is the halacha. If I'm part of a group, and indeed somebody in the group is a karav or apostle, he's disqualified aid, why should it affect the entire group? So the Pash Pshat, and the Rambam says this, the Rambam suggests that when you join together with people who are disqualified, it has an effect on you. And therefore, that's why you become puzzled. And that's why Michsalazar wants to suggest in the Shas Chuvas Michsalazar, Chelek Aleph Simen Yudches, Michsalazar wants to suggest that if that's the case, it will not be applicable, says the Michas Elazar, in a case where the person, the kosher aid, was not aware of the disqualification of the of this person's non-disqualification. And he wants to say, because what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam saying the issue here is, why did I join with such people? But if I wasn't aware about the disqualification, it shouldn't disqualify me. It's a very bechiddush, and most poskim, of course, don't agree with this and say that the Mishnah just told us halacha that if you're part of a group that's disqualified, even though you're innocent, it's going to affect you. Amar Rabbi Yossi, to which Rabbi Yossi comments, when do we say that if one of the edim is posel, it affects the entire group? It's only bedina nefashis. Ava bedina mamonis. When we speak about financial matters, then the halacha is that Tiskayim Hades Bishar, even though this person is disqualified, it doesn't, by Dine Mumnis, it doesn't disqualify the entire group. And if you still have good Edom left over, the halacha is that it's going to be fine. Says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Echadina Maminus, Echadina Nefashis, no matter what type of a dentura, if one of the Edom is disqualified, it affects the entire group. Ve'imasai, But when do we say this halacha? Says the Mishnah, says Rabbi Bizman Shehishben, that when the Edom, who are disqualified, acted as Edom. Well, how do we know that they're acting as Edom? Because they gave Hasra. And we know an integral part of being an aid is giving Hasra. Av Bizman Shehishben, if they did not give Hasra. So what that shows is that they're not interested in being an aid here. And as Rashi says, it's not the Hasra that's the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is the fact that they didn't give Hasra is clearly an indication that they're not interested in being Edom. Aval Shloi Hisbehen, says the Mishnah, then the entire group will not be disqualified. For we're going to say that the entire group is disqualified. So he asked himself, Mayasu, what should we do if we had a situation with Shnei Achim, Shura Echacharas and Nefesh, two brothers saw the same episode? Is that going to be a disqualification because they happened to have been there at the same place? So now we have a machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi regarding two subjects. Do we say this halacha, if one is disqualified and it affects the entire group, only by Din and Nefashis, or even by Din and Mamnis? Rabbi Yossi says only by Din and Nefashis, not by Din and Mamnis. And the other question is that even if who will have the ability to be considered a witness that will test, that will disqualify the entire group? If only those who intended to be Edom can disqualify the group, or can anybody disqualify the group? Amar Rava, this thing that the Mishnah says, that if an entire group comes together, we looked at the entire group as one unit, it's only in a situation that they all said testimony in the amount of time that it says takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe or Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri. And that's the amount of time, if that's the amount of time that they said Edus, then they could all combine to the effect of the halachos that we learned in the Mishnah. How could they all combine in such a short amount of time? What is the amount of time k'taykadei diber? As we just said, the amount of time k'taykadei she'elis tamul rav. The amount of time is saying shalom lech rabbi mayri. So Meir and Mishnah spoke about 100 edim saying the say edis at the same time. Can 100 people say testimony all within the shear of k'taykadei diber? Amalei, so Ravina responds, kol chad v'chad. What Torkadei Dibur is meant here, Kochad v'chad b'Torkadei Dibur shel Chaveri. As long as the second aid begins his testimony within the amount of time of Torkadei Dibur of the first aid, and so on, it's all considered Torkadei Dibur. However, the Ritva makes a very important point. The Ritva says that this is a whole new definition of Torkadei Dibur. As long as one begins his speech within the Torkadei Dibur of the next one, it's considered Torkadei Dibur. He says, in other areas of halacha, we won't say that. That means that if somebody said something and then he wants to back out, the halacha is that he could only back out Torkadei Dibur of what he said. And the fact, let's say I said something to somebody and he responded, and I respond Torkadei Dibur of his response, it's still not considered Torkadei Dibur of what I said. According to what we just learned in the Mishnah, that what's going to be the halacha if Edom, people saw something, but they did not mean to be Edom, how will the halacha look at that situation? Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, that anybody who is a car of apostle who saw Edus causes that entire group should be disqualified. So ask the Gemara Harag Yatzel, if somebody killed somebody else, so obviously one of the people who saw the testimony is the victim himself. And the victim himself is obviously possible to be an aid because he's the victim, he's a Negei Bedavir, he's one of the Balei Dinim, he's also considered a treifa because he's about to be killed. And in all these cases, the halacha is that he can't be a kosher aid. So how, why and how, according to Rav Yossi, does he not disqualify the, well, does he not disqualify the entire group? Says the Gemara, the case, the only time he'll be killed is kishar gamacharev, when the victim did not see the murderer. And since the victim did not see the murderer, then the halacha is that he won't be a candidate to combine. And ask the Gemara, similar question. If somebody nirba, if somebody was part of a improper relationship, so he automatically becomes one of the Edom. And once he becomes one of the Edom, he should disqualify the entire group. Again, answers the Gemara, we're speaking about a case, shenirba me'acharev, that he did not see the act. Says the Gemara, ha'hayrik v'arevei yitzilu. So yes, we were able to come up with an answer for the victims. But the murderer, or the one that did this act of erva, they certainly saw what happened, and they can't be Edom. Answers the Gemara, ishtuk. So he remained quiet. We're not having, seemingly, an answer to this question. But says the Gemara, Kiyosel Kameh de Rava, when this question was brought to Rava, Amalei, says the Gemara, Yokim Dover. Where is the halacha that one member of the group disqualifies the entire group? It's only in a situation, B'mekayme Dover HaKos Medaber. The Torah is speaking about the person who is serving as a Mekayme Dover. Definition of a Mekayme Dover is an aid. Only by the Edom is there halacha that if one is disqualified, it affects the entire group. But the person who's the victim or the culprit is not from the Mekayme Dover. And the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, the teretz that the Gemara just gave before, that we have to say that it happened in a way that the victim saw, falls away. Now, that teretz falls away. Amar Rabbi Yosef Medvar Mamurim, when is that said? And Rebbe said, according to you, what will happen with two brothers? So we see from Rebbe that what does Rebbe want to do? Because Rebbe is teaching us only people who serve as Edom, who intended to serve as Edom, could potentially have an effect. Everybody else, not. So says the Gemara, how do we know what was their goal? If to be Edom or not? This is what we asked them. L'mechsia sisu, this is what you saw, what happened. Was it just because you happened to see what happened? Or l'asida sisa, was your purpose to be an aid? If they say that our goal was to be an aid, so now we have a situation of nimtzach mem kar apostol, edusa b'teila, the amri. But if they say what we were looking to do over here was lemechsi also, then we just wanted to see something, but not that it was our intention to become Edom. So that Mayasu says to that, so then we have a problem. Mayasu shneyachim shiro beechet shargas nefesh, how will ever that be a good Edus? Itmar, so what is the halacha? Amar Rabbi Yudom Shmuel, halacha kreb yoisi. Number one, that by didin mamnas, we don't say that if one of them is disqualified, it affects the entire group. And also that if one of them didn't even intend to be an aid, but if he's a kar of apostle, he'll disqualify the entire group. Rav Nachman says the halach is k'rebi, that the halach is like Rebbe, that it doesn't make a difference. And actually, if we analyze what the Mishnah is saying, in one place, Rebbe is the machmer, Rabbi Yossi is the mekel. Because Rabbi Yossi says the din in nefashos is different than din in mamonos. In that case, Rabbi is the machmer. In the other case, Rabbi is the one that holds that only that they have to intend to be Edom, otherwise not. And the halacha is that the halacha is like Rabbi in both of these halachas. That number one, if it's we don't differentiate between din in mamonos and din in nefashos, but on the other hand, only in that case, Rebbe is the machmer, but in the only case, only if somebody intends to be an aid, can he be an aid. Otherwise, he will not be considered an aid. And Rebbe Yossi always considers him an aid. And because of this question, by a wedding, what we typically do, so there's a chasen and a kala getting married, Baruch Hashem, and we have Edom by the Chuppah. And now the issue is, there are a lot of people in the room who are obviously relatives of the Chasana Kala. Why won't this be considered a situation of Nimtza Echmem, Kar of Apostle? And the answer is, what is done under the Chuppah is that they tell the Chasin to be Meyached the Edom. They tell the Chasin, you should make here that only those people who are designated as Edom should be considered Edom, and everyone else is to the exclusion of everyone else. The Rambam in discussing this halacha says that if somebody happened to observe an incident without intent to testify, cannot later testify about what he observed. Says the Rambam, that's not true. Even if it wasn't your intention to say Edus, you can't say Edus. The only point of what the Gemara is teaching us, says the Rambam, is that this individual who is not saying Edus, if he's a relative, then he won't disqualify the entire group. The Beis Meir disagrees. And the Beis Meir says, based on the Gemara Masechta Krisis, that if at the beginning when you saw something, it was not your intention to say Edus, then you can't change your mind and become an aid. And the Rebbe Tam explains, how does the Rambam explain his explanation? He says that usually if somebody does not intend to be an aid, he doesn't really pay close attention. Says the Rambam, if this person who did not intend to be an aid says, I did pay attention and I know exactly what happened, then he could be an aid even though he was not his intention to be an aid. Says the Mishnah, two people saw what happened from one window, and somebody, two other Edom, saw it from a different window. Most, there's a discussion, is it from the same house or from different houses? Echad Masaba, and there's one person who's giving the Hasra, who's standing between these two pairs. If every one of the groups sees somebody from the other group, Hare Elo Adis Achas, the halacha is that it's considered one group. And we go back to the halacha that we just learned. Since it's considered one group, if one of them will be disqualified, it will disqualify the entire group. Vimlav, but if they don't see each other, Hare Elo Kishtei Edyus, then the halacha views these two groups as two separate Edis, Lefika Chemnitza Achsmem Zoymimus, and if one of them is an Eid Zoymim, they'll be Shuhu Vehei Nerogim, the Shnei Ptura. We're going to have here three parties to discuss, the two pairs of Edom and the person that we're saying Edis about. So if one of these pairs become Edom Zoymimim, it only affects that person. It doesn't affect that group, it doesn't affect the other group, and because it doesn't affect the other group, their testimony stands. And if they're saying testimony against this person, then their testimony will be accepted. And so too will the Edom that became Edom Zoymimim, that testimony will be accepted. So the perpetrator will be put to death, the Edom Zoymimim will be put to death, and the other Edom stand. Here we're learning under what circumstances can two groups combine. And the Mishnah said as long as they see each other, it's enough. But the Shulchan Aruch says regarding Tziruf Fazimun, if you have a group, the question is that they should be able to bench. Is it enough that they see each other that they can combine into one group, or is it not enough? And there it seems that it's not enough. Certainly, if there's a Rishus HaRabim in between, even though they see each other, they cannot combine. And the reason is very simple. Edus is based on what we saw. And as long as the Edom see each other, and they see what happened, that's enough for them to combine. But Zimun is, when could one group do Zimun together? If they are all together. As long as there's a Rishus Rabbim separating them, they cannot be considered all together. And once they cannot be considered all together, because there's the Rishus Rabbim dividing them, the fact that they saw each other is immaterial. We just learned, according to the Tanakhama, an outside party could be the Masra, and he could be the one that combines them. Rabbi Yossi says that the only one that could be qualified to give Asra are the Edom. Shnema apishnei Edom. Davacha apishnei Edom. Shloitei Sanhedrin Shahamas. Another halacha is taught here. The Bezdin should not hear testimony mipia maturgaman from somebody who's a translator. They have to hear it themselves. We'll speak about that later in the shir. Says the Gemara, Amra of Tovi, Amra Zutra by Tovi Amarav. Menayin le'edus miyachedus. If we have Edom that don't see each other, so they're two separate groups, shipsula, that they cannot combine. Shnemar layum sapi erechad, may echad. Ilema, what does the pasuk mean with this words? Ilema erecha mamish, that one aid can't be testify. Stigmar mereshi shaminala. That we already learned from the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk clearly indicates apishnei Edom or shloisha Edom yumis ameis. You need two or three Edom. One isn't enough. Elamai, Echad, Echad, if you had one looking from one window, one aid seeing from one window, Echad and the other one seeing from the other window, these individuals cannot combine. Tayinami Hachim, and so too do we learn in a Braisa, Layumas api Erechad, Lavishnaim Shiroinai Soi. If two people saw what happened, but Echad Michalain Zeh, one from this window, Vech Michalain Zeh, and one from the other window, Vein Roina Zeh, and the two Edom don't see each other, aim at Starfim, they can't combine. And furthermore, I feel that they saw the same act, but it once saw the beginning from that window, and once saw the end from that window. Again, the halach is aim at Starfim, these two Edom can't combine. Says the Gemara. On this last halach that we just mentioned, that if they didn't see it at the same time, they can't combine. Ask Rapop Tabaya, Hashta, Echad Mechaloin Zeh, Vecha Mechaloin Zeh. And one sword from this window, and one sword from that window. Dahai Kachazo Kulamaisa, Fachai Kachazo Kulamaisa. Each one of the Edom saw the entire act, but they didn't see each other. The Halach is teaching us, Amrit Laimit Starfi, they can't combine. So certainly in the case of Bezecha Zeh, that one saw the beginning and one saw the end. Dahai Kachazo Palgadamaisa, one saw only half, for high chazichal b'agdamaisa, and the other one only saw a half. But boy, is there any question that they cannot combine? Amalei, so he says, I'll tell you what is meant here. What is meant here was, loy nitzucha el bayos erva. Somebody's having an improper relation. Every second of that act is an aveira. So if somebody saw the first half, and then somebody saw the second half, each one saw a full-fledged aveira. But they still, the Gemara is teaching us, cannot combine. Amar Rava, if they both see the person giving the Asra, or the person who's giving the Asra sees them, then Mustafnei can combine. Vamar Rava, Master Sha'amru, when we speak about somebody giving Asra, a filu mipi atzmai, even if the person who's the victim gives the Asra, even if it was given, the Asra was given by a shade, it's considered a valid Asra. Amar Rav Nachman says the Gemara, Edus Miuchedus, when we have Edom that each one saw the act from a different window and they didn't see each other, that we're learning that those two Edom cannot combine, Sheir B'dinim Momnes, it's going to be kosher for Dinim Momnes. The Ksiv, Layum Sopir Echad, B'dinim Momnes, but then in the fascists, who then share? By then in the fascists, the halach is they cannot combine. Al b'dinei mamnas share they can combine. Maskler zutra el ma'atob. If that's the case, that by dinei mamnas they can combine, but then in the fascists, why by then in the fascists tatzel? Why should in the case where you have two Adam seeing from one window and two Edom seeing from a different window. And the two pairs did not see each other. And one became Muslim. We learned in the Mishnah, since they're considered as two totally separate pairs, the Edom Zomim will be punished, the perpetrator will be punished, and the second Edus will be the reason why they're punished. But let's say we were to combine this entire group. So if we're going to combine the entire group, we learned earlier in our shir that in order for them to be considered Edom Zomimim, they all have to become Edom Zomimim. And if this case, they're not all becoming all Edom Zomimim, then nobody will be Edom Zomimim. And the Torah Kedosha says, V'tzilo Edus Aritzeach, that whenever we're dealing with a case of Dine Nefashis, we always do whatever we can to help the person be exonerated. So here, why can't we use this concept that if by Dine Mominus they don't combine, that by Dine Mominus they could combine, that by Dine Nefashis they certainly could combine to make they should not be considered Edom Zomimim? But why, the Mishnah did not say that. The Mishnah said in such a case, Huvahein Narogim. But why don't we combine them to save the Edom Zomimim from being considered Edom Zomimim? And the Gemara says, Kasha, it remains a question. And I saw that the Rishonim point out, as we often say in Ashurim, that when the Gemara ends with a Kasha versus a Tiyufta, that means there's a Teretz. What the Gemara could have said is that even though the Torah Kedosh says V'tzila Eda, V'tzila Eda is referring to the perpetrator. We do whatever we can to save the perpetrator. Here the issue is not about the perpetrator. The issue here is about the Edom Zomimim. There's no concept of Etzila Eda. Rabbi Yosef, El Oilem, Ein Narogim. Rabbi Yosef says we don't give a punishment at Sheishtein Masrim, until Shei Edom Masrim, until both Edom give us straw. Amar Rabbi Abaya, Omi Isla Rabbi Yosef Aisfara, that Rabbi Yosef, does Rabbi Yosef require Aisfara? V'tanya, v'tana, we're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Tes. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Hasoine, somebody who hates somebody else, Nereg, is killed, even if there was no Asra, Neshikumud Amusra. It's self-understood that he's supposed to not do anything to this person whom he hates. Amalei says, and here we're seeing that Rabbi Yosef is taking such a strict and important step towards Asra. Amalei Ahu, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yosef that's mentioned in the Mishnah is not the same Rabbi Yosef as in our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yosef is Rabbi Yosef b'Chalifta. It's not Rabbi Yosef, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef b'Chalifta, and that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef b'Yehuda Omer, Chover, a Talmud Chochem ein Tzarech Asra. Why? The whole purpose of Asra is to make the person really know what he's doing. If he's a Talmud Chochem, he knows. And that's a different Rabbi Yosef that holds that way, not Rabbi Yosef of our Mishnah. Davach apei shnai edim shloitei sedin shemaz mitur meturgman. It should not, the testimony should not be given through a meturgman. Says the Gemara, hula hanilo azi. So the Pashup Shah in the Gemara here is talking about the edim. Dosla kamei the Rava, that we're called to say edis in front of Rava. And Amar uki Rava turgman benayu. Rav Nachman chose a meturgman to stand and translate what they were saying. Ask the Gemara, that's the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. There are Rishonim that say the issue here wasn't about the Edom. The issue here was about the Balei Dinim. The people who are having the Din Torah have to be individuals who we could understand directly, not through a meturgman. So ask the Gemara, v'heichi avad hachi, how did Rava act this way? V'tanan, shloite sanhedrin shemas, mepia meturgman. Answers the Gemara, Rava made the Haviyada my Dahav Amri. Rava really understood what they were saying. It's just for Hudur Dulay Haviyada. He was able to understand this language, but he wasn't able to speak it. And therefore, he is not disqualified. It's not considered that he needs a meturgman. Says the Gemara, Elo Vetuvia said, Edis, that Ruvain lent money to Shimon, and that the Edim, not relatives, Kraver the Arvahava. Even though they weren't relatives of the Loiva of the Malva, they were relatives of the Orev, of the guarantor. Savra Papala Memer, Gaba Loiva Malva Rechikinenu. Since as far as the Loiva and the Malva are concerned, they're not relatives, so they are not disqualified Edom. Amalei Rav Huna Breda Rav Yishula Rav Papa, Ileslei the Loiva. What does the Halacha say that if the Loiva doesn't have money, then who do we go after? We go Basuk Arva Malva. Then he's going to go after the Orev. And since we're going to go after the Orev, that's enough to disqualify them for being Edom. The question is, what was the story here? Because if there's a Loiva Malva, we don't indeed go after the Orev first. We don't go after the guarantor. So why should they be disqualified? So we have to explain that the case over here is not a case where the Loiva denied the loan. Because if the Loiva denied the loan, then the Arav is not on the hook. It must be that the Loiva agreed to the loan, and there's a question that the Loiva may not be able to pay, or the Loiva didn't say it that way, and then we're going to go after the Arav, and that's why the halacha is that the Arav, the Gemara is saying, is disqualified. The Gemara just taught us that somebody who can't, the dying has to be able to hear what they're saying. And the Rishonim discuss halacha lemaisa, is this halacha only regarding the Edom, or is this a halacha even regarding the Bali Din, as we said. And moreover, the Ritvas says that if the Meturgamon is not able to understand exactly what they say, then for sure they're disqualified. The question is there a difference between Din and Mamonis and Din and Nefashis? And there are Paiskim that want to be more lenient on this halacha by Din and Mamonis than by Din and Nefashis.